As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Thank you for joining us on this Draft Monday, and thank you for calling in to Who's Your Guy. That was a lot of fun. We do it at the 10 o'clock time. 10 o'clock hour, something like that. I don't know if we lead with it, but it will be in the 10 o'clock hour tomorrow.
It depends on what happens.
Let's
it might
get
be the
weird.
Lead.
Maybe we do. We'll figure it out. We'll let you know for sure. So thank you for calling in with that. That was a lot of fun. Thanks to our producers, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer helping out as well. Thanks to our Twitch team, Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, and Matt Anaya. Thanks to our guests. We had Trevor Sikkema, Joe Kelly, always outstanding, and Trista Crick. So we brought some NBA heat today. And now we have the crew from the afternoon show. It is Mr. Lawrence Holmes and Mr. Matt Spiegel. It is nice to see you guys.
Happy Monday.
I want to give a shout out to Layla on her being a great teammate. And it's a very small thing, but I want to explain why she's a great teammate.
Is it because I accidentally threw away the transition read and I had to get it out of the trash just now?
Nope. It's because you have figured something out so simple that all of us should have been doing for the 27 years that I've been here. When I jack into this space, the headphone jack is all the way down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do that as a force of habit. I always turn it down and then turn it up incrementally.
No. That is the correct way that it should be. Because all of us, whether it was McNeil or Bernstein, like their headphones, or North back in the day, their headphones are jacked way, and probably
so
mine too.
Mine now, because the hearing does go as we age and work in this business.
Working live events too, I totally understand.
Right. I blame guitar players myself, those bastards right next to me.
I think it's
guitar
IFB
players
too.
And games are fun. I like our lives.
Yeah, that's true, good point.
Yeah, and TV, it's an IFB habit too. You always want to make sure the thing is all the
way
down.
All the way down, because it woo.
But no, but Lawrence, you're right. That is not a level of respect that we have shown each other through the years. It takes Layla to take that polite test to the appropriate level.
Yep.
Well,
it's very nice.
If I forget to log out of something, just please return the favor.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Transitions on 670 The Score, as I read you this paper I accidentally threw in the trash, are brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highland or Merrillville, Indiana. Get the vehicle at the payment you want at Webb Hyundai.
That that act of politeness to the next person reminds me of Larry David always said that you can tell society's falling apart by the men's bathroom, by the guy who just goes ahead and pees all over the seat and doesn't clean it up for the next guy. So there's that, like, screw the next person. But I've now taken that to the, if you live in an apartment building or a condo building, the person who just throws their cardboard boxes in the recycling bin and doesn't break them down, because screw everybody else who might need room in the recycling bin, screw them. It's like, just a little consideration for each other. Can we do that? Just a little
bit? No, they cannot. There are people who left their stuff out in the hall in buildings I've been in, like in the hall in front of other apartments.
Sure. To your point, I just took my trash to the trash chute yesterday. And when I walked in,
I was like, what happened in here? Because there was just trash strewn everywhere. It's like, it's not hard to aim it. Like, I was like, did someone just intentionally rip their trash bag open and dump the contents on the floor? I was like, what is going on here?
That little room, that sad little room.
We're better. It's how small is the room? The room is never big.
Yeah.
Also, to your point, anybody who's ever worked in retail, like in a, like I worked at, as Layla knows, I worked at just for feet. And breaking down boxes is second nature. It's you're done with a box, you're putting it away, you just break it down. It doesn't take very long.
Can we go back to Just for Feet?
It's my OnlyFans name.
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, my new partner, Rex Ryan.
Are you a gazillionaire?
So usually people don't know what Just for Feet is, and Layla knew what it was.
I don't.
Okay, Just for Feet is the world's largest athletic shoe store where your 13th pair is free. That's the short version.
It was the coolest. And everybody I knew who was like any sort of basketball fan worked there because obviously the shoes at the time were incredible.
Got it.
So imagine you walk into a shoe store, right? And there's a back wall. And on this back wall, you have shoes separated by brand. And it starts with, I think the first shoe was Etonic, maybe? So it goes through like some of the running brands, Etonic, Saucony.
I haven't thought about Etonics
Brooks,
in a long time.
New Balance. This is back in the mid-1990s, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
And then you've got the Fila, the Reebok. Think about like the Reebok Classics are on the wall.
Sure.
You've got everything. K-Swiss, into the tennis section.
They had cheerleading shoes. They had wrestling shoes.
They had whatever you needed.
It was like the East Bay catalog in a store.
Also, yeah, it really was. And they had, you know, the Timberlands. Like, you could get anything from some Grant Hills
but
to some
to be
answers.
Clear, just stuff was in there for feet. That's all you had. It was like,
no, they had,
in there,
well, so, they had no. clothing and everything else.
Well, then what are they calling themselves that for?
Because they had everything you needed for your feet.
What is just salad? Call it just salad.
You're right.
Just paycheck.
Yeah. The Teva sandals. Listen, this place was phenomenal. Man. And it's better for a customer to tell you because they had a free popcorn, a basketball court.
What?
It was amazing.
That popcorn isn't for your feet. What is this crap, man?
Just to make the whole experience
depending
more
on what type of video you're doing for OnlyFans.
If you drove by it, there was like this massive glass wall, and even the font was cool. And every time I just look in there and be like, I can't afford any of this.
I worked there, and so there was like 130 stores, right? And I worked there all through college, like summer after senior year in high school through college. And if you were in the top 10 in the company, it sells, you get a free pair of shoes, whatever shoes you wanted. I did that like 6 weeks in a row, and it got to the point where they were like, hey man, like, take it easy,
let somebody else win the free
pair
of shoes.
Let somebody else win. I was just like, I'm a competitor, so I like the idea of like getting free stuff.
Of course, like, you did.
How many pairs of Jordans?
I did not own a pair of Jordans that time. I refused to get Jordans. I was not a Jordan guy.
I'm an Air Max guy.
I had to. 95, 96, 97. Those were my years. Like, so if you just go logically through when I was in college, I had all those Air Maxes, the Tailwinds. I
got to get back into Puma suede. That was my shoe of choice.
Oh, they had
for
Pumas
a long,
too.
Long, long time.
Air Max 97 were my favorite. Yeah,
have you ever, I mean, I know that you and I both know Jay Illa. Have you ever seen his collection of Air Maxes?
No. Now I'm going to like him even more.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
It's like, it's what people should have been doing instead of collecting all the Jordans is the Air Maxes. His Air Max collection is top tier.
The 95s, the wavy line Air Maxes, I used to hate those. And now I'm like, oh, I was wrong about
you're
this.
The person that hates the Air Max 95s?
I am the one.
So I had an ex-girlfriend who didn't like Air Max 95s. When they came back the second, I was like, listen. This is you're leaking into deal breaker territory for you to tell me that you think these shoes are ugly. Come to find out, a year later, after we had broken up, guess what I saw on her feet?
Man.
Air Max 95s.
Marshall,
I was like, you can't sit here and talk that noise that you talked to me that day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Segued from your disdain for Layla's Air Max opinion to an ex-girlfriend that you have disdain for. You got to be careful.
No, Air Max and 95s are not personal. It's just really more about, you know, just having the conversation about the style.
My golf shoes are Air Maxes.
That's nice.
But like the 94, the Huarache, I think those things are awesome.
Hmm. Oh, you're a Huarache. Okay.
I mean, I never had a pair because, again, price. But
I couldn't afford Huaraches the first time around either, but I got some the second time around.
At this point, where are you when
it
comes to...
I've got my Air Force Ones on right now.
Well, that was where I was going to go with this. Function over fashion at this point in your life. Are you there? Because like my walking around shoes are Brooks's, but let's say I'm going to something where I could... dress up a gym shoe. Like what was the green tie ball? Where was that, where we were at?
Yeah.
So like something like that where I could dress up a pair of gym shoes. It'll still be like the Air Maxes, but walking around, Brooks is the brand that I'm usually walking around in. Okay. Occasionally a Nike Pegasus.
It's been really hard for me to not buy the Adidas Samba. Just because they're suede, and I know they're going to.
I'm more of a Stan Smith guy, but that's just me.
I think the other concern is like if it's weather based. Like when I lived in non winter cities, it was definitely fashion over function all day, every day.
That's a great point.
So speaking of function, back then I was already function over fashion clearly, and I was like, oh, free shoes. One of the weeks, they had these Etonics that were Gore-Tex trail running shoes. I was like,
perfect.
Yeah, I need those on my roster. And then I had it at one point, I had about 50 something pairs of shoes, and then I pared it all the way down to 4 pairs of shoes.
What?
4 pairs of shoes.
That's not enough.
No,
it's not. But I would just rotate. I had.
Was it a spiritual minimalist thing that you were kind of going on?
Yeah, I'm still kind of on that. To be honest, I think I have like 14 pairs of shoes now. Yeah. I've built my way back up, but I don't have that many.
She could talk to my wife and advise her in this regard.
I would never talk to a woman about.
No, that's what she does for a living.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but I meant it's funny because that's her one issue is the shoes.
Yeah, that's really? What I was thinking when you said
with that is her job. Yes, like, there's yes.
How many pairs are we talking?
No, it's not. I mean, it's not Imelda Marcos territory or anything, but
that's an old reference.
It really is.
I still got it.
Thank 88?
You. Thank you. 20, I don't know, 30, something like that.
That's not that bad. 20, 34 woman is not. They have to have shoes for every different occasion, all the different outfits. As a dude, you just like.
You ever have this moment where like you're
not going to hear me say I fill up 4 closets easily
with shoes?
Four closets?
Not with shoes, but like
how many pair you think?
I don't know, 60.
60's not that bad though in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know.
Do you realize like how many clothes I have to own?
For sure.
Like, yeah. And I owned them. A lot of people do Rent the Runway, which is awesome, but like I just built up my wardrobe over time and then like. Yeah, and then, I don't know, I haven't bought, like, I buy sneakers now, but I have, like, a ton of pumps that I would wear on the air and stuff.
I don't have any pumps that I would wear on the air.
What honestly, do you wear to perform in, though?
Cole Haan's, usually.
See, nice and, I nice was and curious about that.
Functional with a little bit of fashion.
Yeah, exactly.
A dash of fashion. Yeah. I don't own any dress shoes at all. I have the, like, shoes for tuxedo. Formal shoes, but I have no dress shoes.
You got the patent leathers for the tuxedo.
Yeah, I have no dress shoes whatsoever.
Can I share this baseball thing with you guys that I teased you with during the break that I want to make sure the listeners know about? And we got an action-packed show with like guests and a million topics, but this is fascinating. Jeremiah Estrada, who was the former Cub, he drafted by them, spent 7 years in the organization, electric fastball. They released him, gave him on his waivers, I think, after the 23 season. The Padres picked him up, taught him a split-fingered fastball, and he has become one of the better late-inning relievers in all of baseball, right? He's definitely one that got away for the Cubs, okay? I didn't realize how he felt about the situation. These quotes in the Kevin Acey piece from the San Diego Union-Tribune.
Long-time guy.
Damn right. He noticed that Jeremiah Estrada stomped off the mound in San Diego and stared up to a suite at the end of his inning against the Cubs the other night. Okay. And Tuesday night, he was pounding his chest while strutting out to the Padres dugout. And so AC said, hey, do you have any like vengeance issues with the Cubs? And Estrada said, look, priorities first, get the job done, help the boys get a win. Second, enjoy the little things. Enjoy the fact that the 3 times I've pitched against them, I've punched out 2 guys, put a 0 on the board. It just feels good. Kind of feels like an ex-girlfriend that messed up and made a wrong decision. You find a new girl and you're like, what's up? You find a better version. People in the Cubs organization have said they questioned Estrada's work ethic. They point out that he developed a splitter after he left. And here's the quote. A lot of the Cubs staff I have so much love for. They were great to me. They're just some specific people. I can never forget what they did.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jeremy Estrada is a, right? He's a badass now, and they questioned his work ethic, and he is not a fan.
When a former employer has to justify their decision of somebody they let go with, say, like Luka Doncic trade language, sometimes it says more about the employer and the decision they made rather than the justification they're in.
I think that's true. It also is the MLB bullpen way around the world, isn't it? That, like, you take somebody else's discarded trash and try to teach them something, try to right a wrong, and maybe that second place will do it. Like, the Cubs are trying to do it with Daniel Palencia, you know? You do this with other people's trash and try to make it right.
It's like the story with the watch. You know, the guy with the watch he gives to his son as he's dying. He's like, go find out. Go take this watch to the appraiser. The appraiser's like, it's too old. I can give you $100 for it. Take it to the pawn shop. It's really old. I can give you $20 for it. And he's like, now go take it to the museum. I'll give you $500,000 for that. You got to go where you're appreciated, man, because everybody ain't gonna see your value.
I don't know if anyone has handled things worse than Nico Harrison.
It's still going.
The off the record.
I'm seeing reports being released today by reporters.
Why? I don't understand. Maybe this is a thing of where media literacy could really help people who run teams. But you know what you could have done? If you needed to get your side out there, you could have talked with one columnist on the record and off and gotten your quotes out there. You could have done stuff on background with people who cover your team to help get stuff out there. The choices that he's made are insane. And it's worth firing him because of that. The way that they've handled the press conferences, the shot at Dirk, the decision to do it in the first place. But even everything that happens subsequently is enough for you to go, you probably shouldn't be running a team.
What message does this send to any potential free agent about going there?
A lot has changed since Mark Cuban has left the driver's seat for the Mavs.
And he's still there, like, just shaking his head the whole time.
Yeah, because he didn't put it on paper.
Yep. Yeah, and I think that the biggest thing that we could take away from this is you have to be able to articulate your message. Even in these times of dis and misinformation, if you lose the reins, you're not getting them back. And even if it was ownership's direction that says, we ain't paying this dude, you're going to need to
get the most out of what you can in this trade.
What's happened since is, whew.
That's the appalling fact. Like, it's silly. But I think a lot of fans would, again, understand if you don't have the money to pay a guy a supermax contract. Right, like that at least makes it make sense. But then to not even shop the deal when Rudy Gobert gets you 4 first rounders, like that's the part that's truly insulting to Mavericks fans who are like, well, you told us this was the time where you were going to compete.
Well, I think they were. I'm not speaking for Nico because I would never do that after all the stuff he's not said or said.
You can speak for him, Marshall.
I thought his talk about the window and getting AD, that made sense in my eyes. I was like, could you have gotten more? Absolutely. But AD with Kyrie, I was here for it. I wanted to see what happened.
Yeah, it would have been interesting. Yeah. Would have been interesting in these playoffs.
Yeah, it's sitting here talking about defense wins championships, though. Come on, fam.
How'd that defense look over the weekend?
Come on, fam. That's
about like Memphis's defense.
You guys did a great
job.
Nothing
looked as bad as Memphis's defense.
Oh, man.
And they didn't even try to put it on in the fourth quarter because they could have really run it up.
We got a whole series of that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, what, 112 by the end of the third quarter?
Bro, it was. I think they only scored like 19 points in the fourth quarter because they just called off the dogs. But man,
thank God for the late game. Like
that's my boy Steph out here.
I'm sorry, Jimmy, guys. What were you going to say, Speaks?
You guys did a great job covering the Bulls fiasco with Joe Cowley. We'll play some of that, and we'll talk to Ricky O'Donnell later on from SB Nation about the similar issues that need to be discussed.
Yeah, Ricky Charisma will probably have some thoughts on the whole thing. The other thing that we're doing, we're going to spend some time talking about the Ishbias to stay in the world of the NBA. Castellanos on FanDuel right now is +500 to hit a home run tonight. Because, you know, when big news
major
happens.
Major current events.
Wow. That's amazing, actually.
I might get down. I'm going to check Circa and see if I can get down on some similar odds. We are also going to talk draft with Adam Hogue. He is going to be on the show today. We're going to do all of that. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Bears and get into the draft a little bit. I have some questions about left tackle that I want to pose to Spiegs. We'll do all of that after Tanny's Open, next on The Score.